Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio on Kill Radio. It's Monday, April 11th, and we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. And we got noise in the background. That's right. That's Cyclovia. You're hearing Cyclovia. That's the closure of streets in L.A. That was going on yesterday right here in downtown L.A., including a chance to ride with Lance Armstrong. He was out here. So, anyways, the rest of our show is going to be about the Defle Hoos road race. Bakersfield, Calaveras time trial results. We've got results from Lavra, the LA Velodrome Racing Association, and we've got special guests today in the studio, Derek and Rudy of Pactimo Clothing. So let's move into some race results right now, starting with the Calaveras time trial in Northern California. Race results for the Calaveras time trial. Calaveras time trial Saturday, April 9th, men's category fives. Jonathan Heiliger riding for Webcor Alto Velo, picking up the win with a time of 26:49. In the elite category fours, Liam Stewart riding for Team Rory Mouse, picking up that win, 23:49 was his time. Elite Cat threes, Michael Kopp riding for Taleo Racing with a 23:12. Men's Open category, Team Canada presented by Gear Grinder, Roman Killen picking up that win with a 21:37. Women's Category 3s, Ann Stewart from Touchstone Climbing with a time of 27:13. And in the Women's Category 4, Sandra King picking up that win with a 27:32. Masters Women's 35 and Over Cat 4s, Yvonne Walbrol with a time of 28:07, riding for Peninsula Velo Pomodoro. Cat 1-2-3 Women's 35+, Marianne Levinson, riding for Calrira, with a time of 26:14. In the Open Women, rounding out the podium in third place, Jerrica Hutchinson, 25:36. Nina Stryka, riding for Red Peloton, with a time of 25:22. And riding for Peanut Butter & Company, 2012, with a time of 24:20, Olivia Dillon. Masters 45s. Third place on the podium with a 23:22. Riding for Morgan Stanley Smith Varney Specialized, Thomas Coulter. Second place with a time of 23:08, also riding for Morgan Stanley Smith Varney Specialized, John Ford. And your winner with a time of 22:04, Echelon Grand Fondo Z Team's Cale Reeder. The Masters 35s. Third place with a time of 22:44, going to Team Specialized Racing Masters, Craig Romer. Second place with a time of 22:38, Mercedes-Benz Folsom Bikes, Jason Boynton. And with a winning time at 22:35, Safeway Pure Red Creative Bicycles Plus, Dan Martin. That was the Calaveras time trial on Saturday, April 9th. Defle Hoos Road Race in the Category 4s. Fifth place, Anthony Sisco, riding for Santa Clarita Velo. Fourth place going to Ready Racing's Christopher Grantham. Third place, Aqua Aldui, San Diego Bike Club's Tate Campbell. Second place, Herbalife Lagrange's Dennis Cabrera. And your winner from Fast Friday, Ayer Vechtin. In the Category 3s, fifth place going to Paul Vicari from Kretschmer Steel Racing. Fourth place, Surf City Cyclery's Jeffrey Curran. Third place, Platinum Performance Cycling's John Echevest. Second place, All Sport Team Swift's Tyler Williams. And your winner from Kretschmer Steel Racing, Taylor Vicari.
And in the Masters, 45 plus, Big Orange Racing in the top seven. Seventh place, Steve Klasna. Sixth place, Mike Haluza. Fifth place, David Worthington, all with Big Orange Racing. Fourth place, breakaway UBS Elite Masters, Roger Worthington. Third place, also breakaway UBS Elite Masters, Richard Meeker. Second place, Big Orange Synergy Cycles, Greg Liebert. And your winner from breakaway UBS Elite Masters, Thurlow Rogers.
So, you're interested in places, check out the results for
in the Masters, 30-plus, 4s and 5s. Third place, going to Dustin Armstrong. Second place, Bicycle John's Serious Cycling's Greg DeGuzman, and your winner from Fast Friday, Dave Young. Category 5s, third place, Team Rancho's Roger Ansley. Second place going to Stephen Coonan, and your winner, Fabian Vasquez. The Masters 55s. Richard Barron from SC Velo taking third. Swami Cycling's Gary Shuey in second. And your winner from UC Cyclery, JW Flooring, Michael Mueller. All right, more race results. The LA Velodrome Racing Association Lavra Cup. Men's Category 3s and 4s. Taking third place from ProCon Cycling, Craig Streit. Second place, riding for Cycles Veloce, Ryan Schneider. And your winner, riding for Ironfly, Jonathan Davey. Category 5s. Taking that win was Nathan Koch. Second place going to Chaz Michael Morales, and third, Christopher Reed. Men's Category 1s, 2s, and 3s. Picking up third place, Manuel Rodas. Second place, Momentum Coaching Group, presented by Tomic, Kevin Mansker. And your winner, running for Eddie B. Cycling, Iggy Silva. Juniors 10 through 12, Weston Gim taking second place, and Jules Gilliam picking up the win. And in the women's category 1s, 2s, and 3s, Jennifer Valenti taking fourth place, third place going to Kate Wilson, second place Neva Day, and your winner, Shelby Reynolds. Madison Racing also going on at the LA Velodrome. Taking third place, Scott Leeler, John Bergman. Second place going to John Walsh, Keith Ketterer, and your winner, the team of Dan Vaught and Jesse Morans in the Madison. That's the LA Velodrome. Complete results at lavelodrome.org. Okay, race results, Southern and Northern California on Bike Sport Radio. We've got some upcoming events. Let's go to those now. Okay, we got a couple of upcoming events. Really cool road race happening in Northern California for many, many years now. And that is the Copperopolis road race. Copperopolis. Coming up on Saturday, April 23rd, the Copperopolis Road Race features Category 1s, 2s, Pros, 3s, 4s, Juniors, all ages, all the way down to age 10, and all Masters categories as well. The Copperopolis Road Race, it's in Milton, California. And you can find out all details on the Copperopolis Road Race at velopromo.com. Again, that's velopromo.com. In Southern California, coming up on April 17th, the 15th annual Los Angeles Circuit Race, brought to you by Big Orange Cycling and Synergy Cycles. Smith Optics providing some product for support, as well as Pactimo, Togo's, Orbea. jewelry by Medaglione, as well as Anvil Cases. Anvil Cases, this just added, the Masters 45 Plus winner is also going to receive, in addition to a cash purse, an Anvil Cases rolling toolbox for all your bike tools. This is like the suitcases you carry on board on an airplane with a collapsible handle and wheels and the whole bit. It's a $450 value in addition to the cash purse for the Masters 45 Plus Anvil Tool Cases. Racing for all categories, including all juniors, ages 10 through 18. And the junior races are part of the Lance Armstrong Junior Road Series. This is a USAC-sanctioned event. Complete details at backontrackproductions.com. And they are also using I Am Athlete for online registration. Again, full details at backontrackproductions.com. That's the LA Circuit Race coming up Sunday, April 17th. Also coming up in Northern California on April 17th, the Santa Cruz Classic Criterium. Santa Cruz Classic Criterium. Sunday, April 17th. Over $2,000 in cash and prizes. Right downtown Santa Cruz. The Santa Cruz Classic Criterium brought to you by Golden Chain Cyclists and Velo Promo. Details on that at ncnca.org. ncnca.org. Also hosting the entire Northern California race calendar. The Santa Cruz Classic Criterium coming up Sunday, April 17th.
Okay, that was the upcoming events here on Bike Sport Radio. It's all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. And again, it's Monday, April 11th on killradio.org. Our studio number is 213. 2520998. What am I thinking? Anyways, today we got special guests in the studio from Pactimo Custom Clothing, Derek and Rudy. How you guys doing? Check your mics there, Derek.
Oh, I'm doing great.
All
thanks,
right.
Brad.
Rudy?
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
You hear me there?
Can you hear me now? Yeah. And tell us about Pactimo and what kind of products you guys make. Is it all cycling clothing only, right?
We specialize in cycling apparel. That's where we got our start. But now we've expanded to triathlon and running. We've also tried our hand in some fitness gear, but kind of stepped back from that. And most of our business is
in the. There we are. Now I'm on live.
There we are. I was checking the mics here. Hold on. Okay.
So yeah, most of our business is in the cycling market. You know, the custom apparel business is a rather large market here in the U.S. and. Oh, we've been around for about 7 years now, and Jim Hess, our founder, this is always a kind of a funny story to tell. He was a reverend in the Carolinas for a long time, and his wife, I think,
a reverend.
Yeah, a reverend. He was a career reverend. Had a huge congregation.
Hallelujah, hellfire, brimstone, and all that, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So we're a kind of a Christian-based company, and. Out of Denver now, so Jim decided to his wife was having some health issues, so he decided, well, I'm going to step back from the congregation because there was a lot of stress and start a cycling apparel company.
Yeah, there's no stress there.
Yeah, no stress. So, and I think the story goes we had a gentleman who was in his congregation, a gentleman by the name of Corey Fisher, who was our first designer, and they started talking about the opportunity in the cycling market. And, a lot of apparel companies were out there, but service wasn't that great. Delivery was always late. And Jim is kind of an entrepreneur in that respect and saw an opportunity there and had some friends in...
custom, right?
In custom. Yeah, exactly. Just
for those of you listeners, in cycling sports, those of you new listeners, cycling sports, the uniforms are allowed to wear bear sponsors' names of the team sponsors, and these can change on a yearly basis, which means a lot of opportunities for new clothing each year. So
right, yeah, it is pretty good business. It's not the cheapest apparel out in the market. Cycling apparel, it does serve a unique function, And the teams are purchasing clothing every year, new sponsors, new designs. You know, they want the latest kit, the latest, you know, new look, new fashion. So, you know, from a salesman's point of view, it's not a bad market to be in, I have to say. So,
so the name Pactimo, did I pronounce that right? Pactimo?
Yeah, Pactimo? I say Pactimo. I hear it all different. Depends on what part of the country you're in.
Okay. Was that? Do you know where that came from, or do you have any insight on that?
You know what?
It's a
completely made-up name. Jim wanted to be international when he launched this company and didn't want the like the bimbo bread kind of effect where you go into another market and the name will mean something else. You know, I lived in Japan for some time, and there was this drink over there called Pocari Sweat, and it had the name Sweat in there, so people that spoke English, you know, always had a hard time buying that particular beverage.
Well, it sounds like the perfect electrolyte drink if it's really made out of sweat, but I don't know about taste, though. All right, so Pactimo was just kind of made up?
Exactly, made up so that it wouldn't mean anything in any other language, and it's got kind of a European kind of I don't know, flow to it. So some people think that we're Italian, which is always a nice compliment.
But of course. It ends in an O.
Exactly. But we're definitely American, you know, right in the heart of Denver there. So not too far outside of Boulder. We're, you know, cycling capital of the world, I guess you might say.
All right. Very cool. Very cool. So Pactimo, 7 years ago, started out. Who was your first customer? Do you know how long that?
First customer. Well, I came on about 4 years ago. Some of our first customers, I believe, were in the Chicagoland area. And Jim was working in his basement. He had his sister, Beth Ratai, who is still with the company. And Carl Wong. You know, we started our company with production in China, which was a big challenge for us. And Jim will tell you that they went from different manufacturing company to company with a jersey in hand and asking, can you produce five of these at a time? And they said, 5,000? He said, no, I just want five. And they just kindly escorted him to the door and asked him to never come back. So there was no way to outsource that anywhere. So that's that led us to starting our own manufacturing plant in China, which was rather difficult in the beginning, but we've learned our lessons, and we were able to take advantage of the fact that we can ship overseas in a very short amount of time, and we do a lot of business in Europe, a little bit in Australia and New Zealand also, and
I understand
and
there's
in Asia.
A fabulous turnaround time of 6 weeks or something like that.
Yeah, that's pretty much unheard of in this industry. So last year we got hit with some rather large orders, and for about a week we were behind schedule. And for the first time in 6 years, we were behind schedule, and our CEO didn't like taking those phone calls. So he went to our factory with a blank check. And we started ordering all sorts of machines, and we doubled our production within a short amount of time with the goal of producing in the springtime or any time of year with a maximum of 6 weeks. And this year we're on 100% delivery time, so every order has shipped and delivered in 6 weeks' time.
All right, you hear that. Team managers out there and team organizers, 100% on time so far this year. So yeah, Rudy, welcome aboard. What's your title or what's your role in the Southern California here?
I just came on to help out with sales here in the LA area. Actually, about a week. About 2 weeks ago, I started working. Actually, I was a client of Derek's, and that's how I got familiar with the company. So, the Inland Inferno Triathlon Club out in the Inland Empire here in California. We were looking for a way to give our members a quality reorder process instead of having people run around looking for spare items. They're kind of just whatever was extra is kind of what people on the mid-season, that was their choice. So I met Derek out in Wildflower.
The Wildflower Century.
The Wildflower Triathlon.
Wildflower Triathlon, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So let's elaborate on your actual line of products then. Cycling, you got one pieces, you got tops, bottoms, jackets. Tell us a little bit about the detail of
Yeah, so, you know, across the cycling market, you have anywhere from your recreational cyclist that might do, you know, their one century or one charity ride for the year to elite racers who, you know, we all kind of, you know, see on the road midday wondering if that guy has a job, you know, riding their $10,000 bikes. So we have anywhere from our, you know,
it is a hard job. Yeah.
The $45
Lance was working yesterday downtown here, so I got a chance to ride with him actually. Lance came right through the Ciclovia event that was going on right in downtown LA yesterday.
I don't know if you guys, fantastic.
They closed 7 miles of streets, and I got a chance to ride with Lance on the course right up block away from the studio here on Hampshire.
Right. And how many people showed up to that?
Oh, 100,000? Wow. Who knows? Whoa. Streets were just massive people. No cars. It was wonderful.
Right. So. Yeah, we had the Grand Fondo in San Diego this weekend, so there was I wasn't going anywhere near Little Italy.
All right, so keep going about the products here.
Yeah, products. So we have anything from your recreational jersey, which is our best-selling item. We supply a lot of different events and charity teams for their, you know, fundraising rides throughout the year, all the way up to $100 jerseys, $170 bibs with all the fabrics coming from Switzerland, the chamois coming from Italy. You know, the same companies that supply ASOS and Kappa with their fabrics and their chamois. We're using the same suppliers, just focusing a little bit more on the custom and club team market.
Yeah, I'm holding one of the bibs shorts here. You guys listening obviously can't see this, but I would like to describe what's a really unique feature and gives my legs a different feel. This end of the legs on the shorts, it's not hemmed. It just, the fabric just cuts off and ends there. Tell, what's that called, and why do you guys do that?
That is actually a compression style fabric that we get from Eschler out of Switzerland. I believe we're still one of the only companies here in the U.S. that might be using that, or at least printing on that for our custom clients. And as you can see, there, you can actually see the scissor marks on there. It's hand cut, and it'll never come unraveled. It's I don't know the exact makeup of the material, but it's got a fantastic compression quality. You know, I've been beating mine up for about 2 years, washing and drying, which you're not supposed to do, just testing the fabric, and mine are, they're like brand new. It's never come unraveled.
It's spoiling me for the feel of the legs, because I'm starting to notice my other non-Pactimo shorts, you know,
right.
Them on them. So what's this thing grabbing me around the leg here?
It's, yeah, like, you'll never go back to a rubber gripper after that.
Cool. So do you do one pieces also, and jackets and the whole line of cycling?
That's the other great thing about our company. We have a wide range of outerwear, anywhere from your lightweight, you know, Southern California vest to get you through the first half an hour of a ride to, you know, the ultra thermal outerwear for the guys that are living up at, you know, up in the Northwest, living at elevation. You know, they need those type of extra garments to, you know, our $200 time trial dimpled skin suit.
I got a friend that lives in Idaho. You got something for him in the winter?
Oh, definitely. Okay. Definitely. And the cool thing, too, you know, let's not forget the women. There's a lot of women that have come into the sport lately. And up until about, I'd say maybe 5 or 6 years ago, the women were almost completely ignored when it came to race apparel. You know, they had some shorts, or what they would call women-specific shorts and bibs. And, you know, we're not at the forefront of that market. We've kind of, you know, followed the wave, but we have women-specific items now where they have, you know, women-specific chamois meant for, you know, 4 or 5, 6 hour rides with the same fantastic fabrics that we're offering for the guys. So let's not forget about the ladies out there, too.
Sweet. All right. That is nice. And I've got one of the jerseys here I'd like to take a look at. I noticed there's a hole in it, and it's in the back near a pocket somewhere.
Right. Well, that jersey comes with a full race radio pocket. That's our Summit Pro jersey. So that comes with a race pocket inside the jersey. And then it also has a little rubber loop in the collar so that you can stick your race radio or, you know, probably more typically your MP3 player iPod in your left ear, or excuse me, in your right ear, so you can hear traffic with your left. And if you've got to, you know, drop it out for a minute, to chat on the phone or with a friend, you know, you won't lose it in the back of your jersey. So little trim pieces like that. We spend a lot of time and effort on the clothing where you might not see it in some other brands. That's, you know, a lot of labor. Labor is the biggest cost when it comes to apparel. You've got your chamois, you've got your zippers, and you've got your labor. And I think if you compared ours to many other brands out there at the same price or in the same category, you'll see that just a little bit of extra effort makes all the difference.
Yeah, I'm looking at the collar. It's got what looks like a double stitch or a double hem that folds back on itself. The hole in the jersey is actually a second pocket on the inside of the jersey. That's for the radio, I assume, in here.
Exactly. Yeah, so that double collar serves two purposes. You don't get the floppy collar with like random creases in there. It'll stand up nice and straight, you know, when you're on the podium or, you know, crossing the finish line. And then also the second one is the zippers won't get caught right there in the collar. You'll see that it kind of flows right through there. You don't have to bite the collar and kind of tug at the zipper to make it work.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, exactly.
You reach down with your mouth and you bite one part of the jersey and hold it and you pull the zipper down with the other because your other hand's on the handlebars.
Exactly. So, it'll flow through there super smooth, up or down. You're not pinching your neck or your beard or anything like that. So little things like that. What we'd like to do too is on all of our outerwear and some of our high-end jerseys, we have a little bit of reflective. And I see you're kind of pointing at that right now.
Yeah, I just noticed that at the bottom of the outside pocket, right in the center, there's what looks like an extra piece of fabric that has a silver tone to it. It definitely looks reflective, though.
Exactly. And you'll see some of it on the side panels too. And what you'll find is that a lot of our clients are, they're masters racers. They've got full-time jobs. They're either riding in the morning or late at night, getting back and forth to home or whatever it might be. So that little bit of extra protection, makes a little bit of difference. And all of our outerwear has a very good amount of reflective on there. What else can I tell you? All the outerwear has a double zipper so you can get in from the bottom as well as the top to get to your pockets. Little things like that make...
Now, the material itself, maybe you want to elaborate on the specifications on the actual material. Tell us about the material.
Well, what you're looking at, we call our Quadralite. And that, you'll see, has a quad or four
little
square.
Squares.
It's yeah, got little squares, like pattern. Yeah. So that adds some breathability and, it allows it to wick a little bit better. Gets some air in there. You'll see it's got a smooth finish on the inside, and basically the idea of that jersey is to pick up the moisture from your skin and get it out, into the air, moving around you as fast as possible so you're not, sitting there in a kind of a wet mess.
Now, I've never actually noticed this, Derek, but I'm actually feeling the inside, and you're right. The inside is completely smooth and one layer, but on the outside how would you say, textured somewhat. So you've got some circulation of the material, like a radiator almost.
Right, right. So you have a little bit more surface area on the outside, so it picks it up off your skin and gets it out in the air where, can evaporate quickly. And same with the shorts. Those shorts and that jersey actually kind of have a matching pattern, has the same fabric technology involved with that. And you'll see if you turn that chamois or that bib short inside out, this is our Summit Pro Chamois, or Summit Pro Bib, and this is our Endurance Chamois. So you've got two different thicknesses of material in there. You can actually see this. The chamois is cut.
It even says Endurance on it. Yeah,
it's so that's like your 6 hour plus chamois, I would say. And you can ride it in a 45-minute cyclocross race, and you'll love it. But you really don't feel the effects until you're riding in it, for a good half a day.
I've used it in the 12 hours on my bike on a double century and never felt better.
Right, right. So it has a little bit of ventilation in there, so it breathes. That's also a wicking material. And the women have a similar chamois that they love. So, and of course, it's pink.
The women's is pink. All right, you hear that, ladies. Find out more about Pactimo Custom Clothing. You're here with Bike Sport Radio on killitradio.org. It's Monday, April 11th. And we're chatting with Derek and Rudy from Pactimo Clothing. The studio phone number is 213-252-0998 if you'd like to ask them some specific questions. Let's go over the clubs, maybe. Do you have any testimonials or specific teams that are using it that you might want to plug or tell us what they think about it? Or maybe I can tell you what I think about it, too.
Yeah, definitely. You know, since we've been around the last 7 years, we had a lot of clubs come on early and see the value of working with Pactimo. And I was a client of Pactimo's when I was at Sockeye. We got some clothes initially from them. And when I left Sockeye to stay home with my daughters 4 years ago, next week actually, my daughter Maria is going to have her fourth birthday. Carl, our current vice president, gave me a call and said, hey, why don't you come out to Denver and, you know, see what we're all about. So I met Frank, our CEO, and Chris, our CFO, and Jim. And I think the first question that they asked me was, so do you think you can get SDBC on board? Because that's the big name in the Southern California market, especially San Diego. And I said, well, you know, I used to live with some of the guys in college there, so, you know, I'll see what I can do. And Carl flew out from Denver, and we sat down with Todd and with Ralph and, you know, a lot of the guys that had been there for quite a while. And this was, you know, a club with 400-plus members. I think they crested 500 people this year. And a lot of these clubs saw the value of working with us. And we, you know, we came with them with, you know, solutions to their problems. Clothing orders have always been a major hassle. You know, the one guy that got stuck with ordering the clothing had to take orders via email, maybe an Excel sheet or a paper napkin, collect the money, send it to said company.
Oh dear.
And, you know, typically a $10,000 order would require a $5,000 deposit. And we came in with a solution. We said, look, you know, we started this about 4 years ago, right when I came on. We've got this online portal where, you know, you've got your clothing manager. He'll take care of the artwork and some of the managerial stuff. And all of your members will be able to go online to like an SDBC store and purchase their clothing all year long whenever they want. So they're responsible for it. So number one, they could shop with their credit cards, which is always a little bit more convenient. And they can buy stuff a little bit seasonally. You know, they didn't have to have $500 in their checking account right now for a year's worth of clothing. They could buy jerseys and shorts now for the springtime as it got cooler. They could buy jackets. If they wanted to go race at the track, they could buy a skin suit. You know, if they tore something up, you know, heaven knows that we crash in this industry every now and then. It was always kind of a pain to replace those items. So now you can do that instantly. And for, you know, big clubs like SDBC, we actually have in their contract that we deliver all their orders in 5 weeks. So there's a lot of fringe benefits.
Yeah, there's an online order system here. I'm on your site here. I don't know if you can find it real quick. But there's like a store. Let me see if I can describe it for you listeners. There's like a store that you click on, and it pulls up the products, and you just select sizing and quantity, and you put that in your shopping cart, put in a credit card or PayPal, I guess. How do you guys take PayPal, Reedy? Mainly credit card? Okay,
on the site. But that's definitely the way that I've started doing business with Pactimo as part of a club. Mm-hmm. Is, you know, we were looking for an easier way to be able to take reorders and not leave people out of having the options to buy current gear for the current season, because people come in all the time to different clubs. So the customer service and the easy online ordering is exactly what drew us to doing business with them.
Okay.
So here, Brad, I've shown you, I've logged into a team store. We actually have a sale going on right now. And you can find out information on our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Pactimo, I'm sure, something like that, okay, or Twitter.com/Pactimo. And these are actually two jerseys that we're selling for
Tsunami Relief Jersey for Japan.
Yes, yeah, okay. So we've got two fantastic men's and women's styles. They're $60 each, and we're donating all the proceeds to Japan. So, okay. And the first
both on a Quattrolite fabric, it looks like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So these, I think we sold 100 or so in the first 48 hours, and they're still climbing. So, go to our Facebook page, go to our Twitter account, and find out information on that. They're kind of going crazy. Really, really cool designs. So what you would see usually, let's say SDBC logs in, they would see all their clothing that the team wants to offer them in these beautiful 3D images. Mm-hmm. You know, you can see exactly what you're buying front and back. So there's no question as to, you know, what you're ordering. You can actually offer more You know, with our minimums, you're looking at five pieces on a first run, and then single piece reorders. As long as the order is over, you know, $300 total, we'll make it for you. And you know, we have unlimited colors. We use a digital printing sublimation, full sublimation. So, you know, basically, instead of offset printing, where a lot of our competitors will print one color at a time on the jersey or on the paper, we print all the colors at once, so there's no overlap in the colors. The details are pristine, and you know, you're not charged per color. So that's how we actually snuck in the market about 7 years ago. Big companies like Trek and some other people we produce for now were really taken back by our print quality, even though the manufacturing quality wasn't quite there. That took us a couple years to get that nailed down. The print quality was so much better than everybody else's that we started getting business instantly. And the fact that we had you know, some great customer service up front, we're able to deliver in small amounts and in a timely manner, you know, this is where we are now. So,
okay, do you have any other clubs or specific testimonials maybe you want to talk about? SDBC, that's a great account to have.
That's, yeah, they're one of my favorites. They've been with us for...
Safeway team in Northern Cal? Don't they use
your product? Yeah, the Safeway guys, they're a great Northern Cal account. Up in the Bay Area, we've got... LA, we're kind of lacking. Since I'm down in San Diego, we've got a great following down there. We've got San Diego Bicycle Club, Ranchos. We just brought on the Challenge Athletes Foundation this year, so they'll be getting their jerseys. So the Million Dollar Ride, great, nice. Great organization. I used to work with them at Sockeye, and fantastic people there continually blow me away. So up in Northern California, we've got the Safeway guys. We've got Project Sport, which owns different races like... they used to have the San Francisco Grand Prix. This year they have the Pittsburgh Criterium or the Pit Crit, which I'll be up for in a couple weeks. That's May 7th. And the San Rafael Twilight, which is a fantastic
San
race.
Rafael, yep.
So so here in, you know, here in LA, we've got Team Dare, kind of out of you know, one of Ray's team.
Ray and Irma Moreno. Yeah, they put on a great series too, the Ontario Grand Prix race series as well, and okay.
Exactly. So we've been working with them for the last couple of years, and it's been a great relationship. You know, I love Ray and Irma. They're very passionate about what they do, and they let me know it. So I've been trying to get their business for years, and I'm excited to be working with them. So they've great race. I come up and try and visit whenever I can, whenever my girls aren't, you know, keeping me home. But you can find Rudy out there now. So Rudy came on with us 2 weeks ago to cover, you know, a lot of the business that we have here in LA, because I can't be everywhere at once. And then we just brought on another gentleman about the same time, and his name is Randy Bramblett, and he's out of San Francisco. Another great guy, used to race professionally up there for the McGuire's team, and now is a personal trainer, has a gym, and just one of those guys that just happens to know, you know, quite a few people in the area. So
juniors, talking about Ontario Grand Prix, that's one of the best junior series. They do a lot of junior races in all their races. They have all the categories clear down to age 10. Have you had like new things on the horizon? For example, there's a whole slew of junior racers racing for what's called the SoCal High School Mountain Bike Leagues or something like that. Have you had any contact with them? Maybe there's a new opportunity there.
Yeah, you know, I've tried to make contact with them. Their history is with Hincapie. They started off as the Northern California Mountain Bike League, and they had a great relationship with Rich and Steve over there. Rich is George's brother. I've known him for a little while. And that was a kind of a tough nut to crack, but I'm glad that glad to see that they're getting support from some of the manufacturers out there. They've got a great program, and it's really starting to take off, you know, down here in Southern California. We need a couple more teams in San Diego, though. It'd be nice to see some more representation. So we'll see. We need some teachers to step up in that area.
Yeah.
Actually, a couple of weeks from now, speaking of juniors, San Diego Bicycle Club on the May 7th for the Barrio Logan Grand Prix. It is the state championships for the juniors, and Pat Timo is going to be providing all the winners' jerseys, so I have a big bear flag on it, and they're sitting in my car right now. I've actually got to deliver those to Ralph sometime here in the next week.
All right. Well, I'll be seeing Ralph next week. You can leave with me.
I just might do
He's
that.
He's coming up to LA Circuit Race. We got LA Circuit Race coming up on April 17th. That's a week. Actually, it's 6 days out. Ouch. I thought it was 7 days.
Yeah. And Brad needs some volunteers, so everyone, let's step up.
We need volunteers, and we do have some Pactimo product we'll be giving out with some of the prizes at the LA Circuit, thanks to Pactimo as a supporting sponsor of the LA Circuit race. So.
Well, we appreciate it.
Is there anything else that you missed that maybe you want to tell our listeners about as far as maybe do you have a stock supply at all? It's just stock jerseys you can buy, stock prints, jerseys?
Not yet. We've actually kind of...
Licensed jerseys maybe? You've got any logos?
Well, Jelly Belly is our one professional team. Jelly Belly out of... Okay. Well, they're actually based out of San Marcos with right. Danny Van Out.
Yep.
And then Ride Clean out of Arizona are kind of our two premier teams. And then we
their stuff's all available for the average Joe who wants to buy it too.
Yeah, exactly.
So
with Jelly Belly, you can go to their, I think you can go to their website and purchase the jerseys there, or you can also go to the factory up in Northern California, which I've had the pleasure of touring.
It's really cool jerseys. Those of you who haven't seen the Jelly Belly jerseys, you listeners out there, they got jelly beans like all over them and everything.
Yeah, yeah. And my daughters love those. They want me to get a Jelly Belly bike, and I'm like, I'm not that fast, honey. So yeah, Jelly Belly and Ride Clean are kind of our professional teams. Okay. We don't have we've kind of steered away from the retail market. You know, we focused on custom for the last 7 years, and that's where we've really really made some gains. When Frank and Chris, our partners, came on board a couple years after Jim started the company, they had kind of an influx of cash, and they said, okay, you know, do we throw it towards a professional cycling team and get some marketing value out there? And what they did was they threw it all into this team store, you know, online ordering service. So when, you know, teams do put their orders in, it's connected directly to production. So they don't have to wait for me to check my email on, you know, Monday morning to, you know, transfer the order to the Denver office, which sends it to our factory. It basically goes right to production and shows up, you know, shortly there later. So we've kind of left the retail market to do its own thing, but you will see at Pactimo.com in the next month or so, we're launching a customer direct service where you'll be able to kind of like Nike ID. We're going to feature different designers each month, and they'll have a different design, and our customers will be able to go on there, choose a jersey of their liking, and you know, if they want to get matching jackets or matching shorts, will basically make that all on demand, and it'll show up in a couple weeks. So I kind of like the service. New, it's a new venture for us. So a little bit more design heavy, dynamic designs. Once every month, you know, you'll see new updated looks, and you know, we'll try and keep it fresh.
So there's I understand there's three levels, quality levels, I believe, in the.
For the jerseys, it comes in four levels. We've got our Century jersey, which is kind of your Grand Fondo type of jersey. You know, in the stores, you're looking at a $70 to $80 jersey. We sell those in at $45 for, you know, five pieces. And then we step up to our Continental, which is kind of your race level entry / recreational rider type of quality. And then we get to our Ascent level, which is your, you know, 4-hour bib shorts.
Right, the Ascent.
You know, fantastic jerseys. Those are your, that's probably 90% of my business. And then we step up again to the Summit level, which is your endurance bib shorts, and then just phenomenal, phenomenal jerseys in like the $95 to $99 range. So our Summit Speed jersey, if you were to check that out online, is kind of like your Andy Schleck style. It's got long Lycra sleeves. It's kind of like, it's basically meant to fit like a skin suit top.
Wow.
You know, so instead of buying a skin suit, you can buy the jersey and, you know, get the same aerodynamic effects
look
look. Exactly.
There's time trial guys out there, hey, might want to do that.
Exactly. So, and then of course we have women's version for everything out there. So,
hats, booties, gloves.
We do it all, but socks. We've got cycling caps, running caps, triathlon gear for both men and women, tops and bottoms.
Oh, triathlon gear.
Mm-hmm. A huge, huge market. And when it comes to triathlon stuff, we basically make it as best we can. Silicone grippers, fantastic material from a company called MITI, M-I-T-I, out of Italy. Same manufacturer that supplies Zoot with a lot of their materials. So it'll get wet, but you won't be able to see through it, which the both men and women like, and it sheds the water very quickly. So, and then we've got some running tops, no running bottoms yet, but the running tops I think most of my teams use for running tops and tanks, casual, off the bike, hanging out the races kind of stuff.
Way cool. You're here with Bike Sport Radio and Derek and Rudy of Pactimo. And can you think of anything you want to add before we go into how to contact you and stuff? Rudy, welcome on board.
I will be out at LA Circuit if there's any questions here in the LA area. I'll be out there racing, and I'll have definitely samples.
That's right.
So anybody can look at.
We got
at
a booth out there. Got yep. A tent and table and banner. Tablecloth. It's going to say Pactimo all over it. Huh?
Yeah.
You bring some samples to show people.
Yeah, I'll have
and,
samples.
Okay.
People can look at the different lines.
Right.
Including triathlon and cycling.
Those of you that are coming to the race, here's your chance to check out the fine quality there in person and get take a look at the samples there at the LA Circuit Race.
Right.
How do we find out details about contacting you guys, ordering?
Yeah, well, for the corporate website, you can go to Pactimo, PACTIMO.com. For Pactimo California, you can go to Pactimo Guy, so PACTIMOGUY.blogspot.com. And there you'll find information about myself. You know, the three of us cover all of California. So I've got, mostly San Diego, but I've got clients all over the U.S. and Canada. We've got Rudy now in L.A. and Randy up in the Northern California area to service those markets better. And you're more than willing to give those guys a call. They all have samples. They know about all the services. You can email, text them, give them a call, whatever. They'll show up, give you the dog and pony show, and get you guys taken care of. So,
all right. Pactimo. Thanks for coming in, guys. Thanks, Rudy. Thanks,
yeah,
Derek.
Thanks for having us. Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it.
Okay, Bike Sport Radio is all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. We've also got a chance to talk to the promoter of the Deflays Hoose Road race, which was Saturday in Bakersfield, Sam Ames. And we got some sounds of bike racing, some podium awards, and a ceremony. So just enjoy the sounds of bike racing here at Bike Sport Radio, starting with an interview with Sam Ames, the promoter of the Deflays Hoose Road race.
Deflays Hoose?
Deflays Hoose Ronda, yeah.
Deflays Hoose Ronda. All right. I'm here with Sam Ames on Bike Sport Radio. How'd it go today? Excellent course, huh?
Oh, yeah. We had some epic weather last night. A little rain, a little snow, a little wind, 35 degrees. But the race went really well. Beautiful, sunny, gorgeous day. Good day at the races.
Yeah, the sun was out today, and good numbers, too, and everything. I didn't
Very
see any
numbers.
Snakes. I know we were warned about snakes.
With the heat, didn't materialize, so the snakes didn't come out.
Yeah.
So it worked out perfectly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, with 491, we had a good turnout today.
Woohoo!
We'll take
all
it.
Right.
We'll
How
take
do people
it.
Find out more about this race? On Action Sports?
Yeah, teamactionsports.com, and then we'll be back again next April, and next on the calendar is District Championships in June for Bakersfield.
All right. Great race today. Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Brad.
Taylor Vicari, running for Kretzmer Steel Racing as well, and also earning the Cleaver Trophy. Give him a round of applause. Congratulations.
All right,
let's bring our Category 4 men to the podium area, please. Our top six, Evan Rudd, Anthony Sisco, Christopher Grantham, Jake Campbell, Dennis Cabrera, and Yerovich Wittstein. Category 4 men, top six. Anthony Sisco, Christopher Grantham, Jake Campbell, Dennis Cabrera, and Ayer Wittstein. All right, well, let's go ahead and Easter will make it. He's left, Garney. Okay, in sixth place, rider number 509, running for Platinum Performance out of Santa Barbara, Brian Cook. In fifth place, rider number 507, running for Art Cyclery, Wild Horse Wines, Matthew Carino. In fourth place, riding for Show Air Rock and Road, rider number 515, John Gabriel. And making the podium at today's Place Hoose Ronda in the Masters 35 category, Elite, rider number 550, riding out of Ventura, For DeFranco MRI Racing, Michael Easter. And in second place, rider number 543, also out of Ventura, riding for Franco MRI Racing, PB Wins Wheels, Mark Noble. And in first place, Allegiant Airlines, PainMDs.com, rider number 531, Mauricio Prado. Give him a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations, guys. Thank you very much for coming. All right, here we go. Riding in sixth place, rider number 309, Mike Calusa, Big Orange Synergy Cycles. In fifth place, number 334, riding for Big Orange, also David Worthington. In fourth place, 335, also a breakaway USB Masters Elite, Roger Worthington. In third place, rider number 351, riding for breakaway USB Elite Masters, Richard Meeker. Excuse me, in second place, rider number 317 for Big Orange Synergy Cycles, Greg Liebert. And in first place, rider number 324, riding for breakaway UBS Elite Masters, Thurlow Rogers. Earning the Cleaver Trophy. Fantastic. Thank you guys so much. Congratulations. Your Masters 45 podium and top six. Give them a round of applause. Good job, guys.
So write that down. July 10th, October 9th. That's great. And by the way, if there are any more sponsors, there are a lot of great sponsors, but we had to raise money to do all this. So if there are any more sponsors that want to get behind this event, please call us. Call the Sick La Via Coalition. All right. The next group of speakers are going to speak very briefly. Beginning with our great city controller who controls the purse strings of the city of Los Angeles, Wendy Gruhl, here with little Thomas, my best friend.
Good morning, everyone. What a great day in Los Angeles. A great day for bicycling, but most importantly, a great day to celebrate our neighborhoods and our communities. We all remember the day where we started to ride our first bike. Thomas, just the last time we had Sick La Via, had not gotten off the training wheels. And today he's going to ride without the training wheels. Today, my buddy, and it's about family and community and neighborhood. And Los Angeles, as said by Aaron, should get out of the way and be part of the solution. And that's what we're here today. Lance, I want to thank you. You're really an inspiration to so many and to our children across this country and across the world. Great to have another day. This is not just, as I said, once every few months, but every day we should celebrate bicycling and we should celebrate our neighborhoods and diversity of Los Angeles. Congratulations to Sick La Via.
The woman who represents this area, big, big advocate for Little Tokyo and downtown, Jan Perry.
And for bikes and bicyclists, and I want to say thanks for starting over here, right in front of the Japanese American National Museum. And as you go to Little Tokyo, you're going to find a lot of historic businesses here. Many of these businesses have been here for 100 years. So take a minute, stop, buy some mochi. You're going to hear from Brian Quito in just a second. But enjoy the community. It's your community. Transportation is what knits us all together. It doesn't have to be a car to be cruised now. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And by the way, it was important that we start here because there's a connection between the people of Los Angeles and the people of Japan. And we wanted to start here for a couple of reasons, but one of them was to connect and to reaffirm that connection with the people of Japan in this very, very devastating and tough time for them. With us as well is LA's own lover of cycling and the city of Los Angeles, Tommy Lepond.
Give a big hand for Mayor Miragosa. I want to give a big hand for Mayor Rin, who helped cycling get on the page in Los Angeles. How many loaded his ride? And I want you to look to that beautiful Japanese American National Museum and the reflection of this city. It's a reflection of us.
10 blocks. People with suits, people with shorts, they're going to work, they're going home. The car is not even thought of. That's Los Angeles in the future because of this day, your support, your support. I want to thank the Mayor Lance and my colleagues passing that general plan, passing that whole community plan. It's going to be great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ed Reyes. Buenas is our two racing, cycling enthusiasts, actors and actresses, Daphne Zuniga and Austin Nichols.
I'm so happy to be here because riding a bike cleans the air, it's good for us, it's exercise, and we get out and meet each other, and for a city that's known for cars and traffic jams, I mean, this is just such a wonderful, inspiring day, and I'm also proud to be a part of the River Revitalization Corp, which was founded by Ed Reyes and the mayor, city council. Tom LaVange is a big supporter. We are going to extend the bike path along the LA River, along with sustainably beautify it. Awesome.
Hey, everybody, how's it going? One other thing I wanted to talk about, for those of you who are scared of cycling and you have a family and you commute to work every day, I came out here to support something called Two Wheel Tuesday. You know, you can ride your bike one day a week, ride to school, ride to work, maybe you can just ride to the store, run to the errands.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
Okay, that wraps up another Bike Sport Radio show. We'd like to thank Derek and Rudy and all our listeners at Bike Sport Radio. And remember, when you're out there, drive your bike just like you would a car. Keep the rubber side down, and we'll see you next time on Bike Sport Radio.